Early in the recession, doctors around the country were sharing notes. More babies seemed to be coming to ERs with head injuries from child abuse. Dr. Ken Feldman, a child abuse expert at Seattle Children's Hospital, says these are cases where a baby, typically 3 to 9 months old, shows up at the hospital with vomiting or seizures.
Many of them have associated bruises. Many have associated broken bones.
He says doctors were puzzled because some studies have shown overall child abuse was not increasing during the recession. So pediatricians focused just on head injury rates before and during the recession. They looked at 4 regions in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and the area from Seattle to Bellingham, and they found a dramatic spike. In Seattle, the rate doubled from about 18 severe head injuries a year to 35 a year. Another research team in Cleveland found the same thing. There's no proof the recession caused the spike, but it fits what earlier studies have shown about the stress following natural disasters and what Feldman sees in Seattle.
The vast majority of these are responses to infant crying.
Incessant crying is hard enough to deal with, but that much harder when thousands of parents and caregivers were getting laid off.
And the person who suddenly had to assume child care activities often was frustrated and emotionally unprepared to deal with a crying infant.
The biggest lesson is to teach parents it's okay to walk away from a crying baby, to shut the door and cool down. As the number of layoffs has tapered off since 2009, the numbers of injured babies has gone down too. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.